The green light's on and the lure rolls. They're set.
Let's get into the week's Greyhound news. Racing Pulse gets the latest from Jason Adams.
Always great to catch up with Jace. How are you, Jason?
Well, thanks, Michael. Had a good week. Enjoyed the footy on the weekend and now really hone in to a big week of racing. And it's a good period of time of the year because you've got the sort of young and up-and-coming stars lining up in the launching pad this Thursday night. And then you turn our attention to the Easter Egg Heats on Saturday at Wentworth Park where the more established names line up. So it's a good week to soak our teeth into.
Hopefully we'll get a good crowd tomorrow night at Sandon, which it is a very, very intriguing meeting with the launching pad heats. And is there one that stands out at this early stage, or is it pretty wide open?
It's pretty wide open. And look, it always is with the format of what the series is. I mean, it's the Greyhound's restricted to 1-6 wins, no more than 30 starts. So it's designed for those who are still emerging and coming through the ranks and an opportunity for them to land a really big blow at the early part of their career. So we see different situations like the ones of, say, a Hector Fawley or Extreme Force who haven't raced all year in anticipation for this series. And you've got others who have had one start, the likes of Kenya Vanquish for Paula Bella in heat number 7. So it's really sort of contrasting form lines. But, I mean, you've got to go with what you know and what's reliable with these young dogs because as fast as some of them are, they're not exactly week-to-week performers in full field. So, look, if there's one that I'm sort of circling around, I mean, a lot of people will angle straight towards Magic Muffin for Paul Bartolo. She's been absolutely terrific. Her early pace is blinding. But the one I don't mind at all is Starline Express. So he comes from New South Wales. He lines up in heat number 1, which is race 1 tomorrow night. He's got what it takes to win series like this. He steps away from a box beautifully. His turn of foot after that is electric. So it's those sort of qualities that are going to win you a launching pattern. Look, those two are probably at the top end of the tree. Starline Express is the one for me.
Well, you can get 3:10 Starline Express tomorrow night in race 1. And the final all-in market, Magic Muffin's $7. Media Minnelli is at $8. And Starline Express is at $10.
Yeah, I think that's a good price. And, I mean, the three-week format is one as well that's attractive, especially from an all-in point of view, because you don't have that cutthroat nature of you've got to win or you've got to run top two to advance. Of course, it's the top four from these heats that will go forward into the semi-finals. So you only go on top four to still be alive the following week, and then you're relying on a good box draw in the semi-finals. So, I guess three-week series is where these dueling markets start to come alive. And for ones like Starline Express with that early pace, I mean, he's going to be up front early on. So if he spears straight to the front tomorrow night, he's not going to miss the top four. So he's going to advance to week number 2. So they're the things you've got to hone in on from that point of view. But it's a really good night of racing. 8 heats, it's an exciting series. And, of course, given the 3 weeks, we do culminate with the final on the 6th of April, which is a Thursday night before Good Friday, and plenty happening here. Not only will the launching pad be the grand final, but a couple of other feature races and plenty of entertainment on course as well. Robbie Williams and Ed Sheeran tribute, so you can find all the details on our website at sandowngreyhounds.com.au.
Who wins the Shepparton Cup on Saturday night?
Well, talking about open races, and there's some dead set rockets lining up in this final. They've all got pace. Fella Dodger for Anthony Azzopardi was the fastest heat winner in 24.93. From sort of angling towards one there, Electra Heckler, the Jake Laverso. And look, there's probably faster dogs in there, especially the likes of Unleashed Kalinda. Good to see him back on the Country Cup circuit. But Electra Heckler began like a rocket. He defeated Unleashed Kalinda in their heats on Monday night. So I hope he can step straight to the front. That's going to be really important because the pressure's going to be on. Fernando Mix got box 1. He will want to push up the track at some point. And then Matt Tote from box 8's got plenty of early toe too. So the pressure's going to be red hot. But I think Electra Heckler is one that has that sort of ability to step straight to the top. And that's going to be very important. That's the Shepparton Cup this Saturday night.
Okay. And then in Sydney, of course, we've got the Golden Easter Egg Heats, which is one of the biggest races and a feature of the Easter period.
It is. Those heats are hot off the press. So they're meant to come out last night. Nominations were extended until this morning. So there's 10 heats of 7 with some vacant boxes throughout. And we don't see a real deep Victorian contingent lining up in these heats. We do see a fair few of the Delbridge runners, the likes of Melbourne Cup winner Yachi Bale, the look further down the page. Landon Bale's in there. Of course, was so good through the Australian Cup Carnival. Of the bigger names, and all of the bigger names from New South Wales are there. She's a Pearls from box two in heat number four, which is race five there on Saturday night. Shipwreck, one of the guns from Queensland, from box three in heat number three. So that's the sort of bigger names in the E3K. So those fields are just hot off the press. You can find them online. But, of course, those heats are on this Saturday night.
Leave us with a winner, Jace.
We'll wind back the clock. We'll go back to Starline Express. So Sandown Park tomorrow night, heat number one of the launching pad. Race one, number two, Starline Express. Hopefully can step beautifully as he did in his trial here a few weeks ago, and hopefully that's enough for him to get the chocolates.
Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend.
Likewise. Thanks, Michael.
We'll catch up again with the latest in Greyhound racing next Wednesday.